Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories. Governor Hochul to reveal her latest plan later this morning to try and deal with the rise in crime in city subways. Ahead of that, we got a preview from Mayor Adams.
Mayor Adams says the NYPD will indeed resume and expand bag checks at some subway stations, and they'll start that right away. At the same time, he's insisting in the big picture that subway crime not out of control.
We have over 4 million riders on our subway system a day. Over 4 million. An average of probably 6 felonies a day in that 4 million ridership.
Here at the New York City Transit Rail Center on West 54th, Kathy Hochul and MTA Chair General Lieber together will speak today. The governor unveiling new legislation to protect riders. She'll also talk about state personnel that'll be used to help with those bag checks and installing high-tech metal detectors at some stations, and they'll do that by the end of the year.
I will tell you this is very much top of mind. How we, you know, statistically, I can tell you things are not as bad as they've been. That doesn't help anybody feel better, and I know that.
Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM in Midtown.
And what do you know? Another assault on a train, that in Elmhurst.
Police say the victim was a 34-year-old man struck in the back of the head with a metal object here at the Grand Avenue EFR station around 12:45 p.m. He was taken to Elmhurst Hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. Riders we spoke to at the station were not surprised at the attack. Dinah Tarrock is 67 years old. She walks slowly and worries she'll be the next target.
And it's very scary because it's not just me. I have children and grandchildren. You just worry. I mean, you don't have peace of mind.
One thing that would make her feel better.
I think the only thing in reality would be if I saw a cop on every train. On the train, not on the platform. You know, but they say, oh, we got cameras. But the camera's not going to jump in and save you.
Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Elmhurst, Queens.
Police have arrested the man they say slashed a gay man while making anti-gay remarks on an A train at Penn Station. The 27-year-old victim had to be treated for a deep cut on his hand. 46-year-old Milton Hamlin of the Bronx is charged with assault and menacing as a hate crime. The NYPD is out with new crime stats looking at the month of February. Overall, major crime is down, but not by much, just 1%.
When comparing this February to last, murders, burglaries, grand larcenies, and car thefts are down this year. But robberies are up 4.8%, and felony assaults are up 3.6%.
And obviously, those are the high volume violent crimes that impact, you know, thousands of people.
Says Chris Herman, former NYPD crime analyst and now with John Jay College. Police are also highlighting their efforts to crack down on illegal e-scooters.
We know that the mopeds are a tool that are being used in other crimes.
Like shootings and robberies. And police say they're often unregistered and unlicensed. Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
At least four people being questioned in the latest body parts investigation on Long Island.
I'm looking at the two-family house here on Railroad Avenue where the door is now smashed in, likely by the SWAT team, as multiple people were taken into custody. They are being questioned in the dismembering deaths of two people, a male and a female. Their remains dumped in three locations, Babylon Village, West Babylon, and Bethpage State Park. This man is a neighbor and says he saw police block off the whole area.
I mean, it's shocking, but that's all I know, yeah. There's a lot of police activity. Gas masks on and The whole block was closed off, so.
The two victims are in their 50s, authorities say. Their names have not been released, and their last known address is in Yonkers. The investigation began after the male's arm was found by a high school student walking to school in Babylon last week. Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds, on 92.3 FM in Amityville, Long Island.
A 17-year-old student at Brentwood High School now charged with animal cruelty after being arrested over the weekend for allegedly beating a cat last fall. Suffolk County SPCA Chief Roy Gross says this happened on high school grounds.
Now, the cat was just there. It seemed like a friendly cat. But it was a bowl out that maybe somebody was putting food out for it. And he just walked up to it for no reason. There was no justification. And slamming this metal pipe or rod into the cat.
He then posted video of the incident on social media, which is how officials were alerted. Anyone with more information on this is asked to call the Suffolk County SPCA. The number is 631-382-7722. A Queens man is charged with animal abuse after more than a dozen dogs and cats were seized from his home in the Rockaways. This was at Beach 44th Street in Edgemere, where the ASPCA says they were living in filthy conditions without food and water. Not only that, the animals may have been stolen. In fact, cops confirmed that one of the dogs, a German Shepherd, definitely was. Police also seized drugs, stolen tools, and DJ equipment. 43-year-old Corey Elder is facing charges for that as well. 1010 Wins Sports, there's a pretty good chance that Saquon Barkley has played his final game for the football Giants.
Yeah, Susan, it certainly looks like he'll be a free agent when the NFL's so-called legal tampering period kicks off Monday. Big Blue had a deadline to use its franchise tag, which last week General Manager Joe Shane said was not off the table, but in a perfect world he wouldn't use. So what's next for the running back and safety Xavier McKinney, who also was not tagged? SNY's Connor Hughes has a possible answer.
Basically, what Shane has done is he sent the two out to the open market and said, find better than what I am willing to offer you. And if Barkley can do that, well, odds are Barkley will be playing for another team. The same with McKinney. But if those two find out that the offer that the Giants have on the table is as good or about the same as those other teams, maybe they come back.
And the Jets this morning in the same boat with defensive lineman Bryce Huff. Mark Renee, 1010 Wins Sports on 92.3 FM.
Oh, you and me both, right? We've got another shot. No winner in last night's Mega Millions jackpot, which now climbs to $687 million. Here are last night's numbers to check for a smaller prize. 2, 49, 50, 61, and 70. The gold Mega Ball was 14.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.